Doing? How you doing? Welcome to another episode of Strange Days Broadcast. There's no doubt about it. Take two.
I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dog surprise.
I'll be with you, darling, soon. I'll be with you when the stars start falling.
I've been waiting so long. Shining through on you. Yes, I'm with you, my love. It's the morning, just we two.
I'll stay with you, darling, now. I'll stay with you till my seas are dried up.
Let's dig into this frickin' zoo of a world, I guess you could call it. The freak show. The absolute freak show. Enjoy. Enjoy the circus.
Puerto Rican community. I had a very close relationship with the Greek American community, for real. I am Joe Bidenopoulos. I grew up in a heavily Irish Catholic community in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and a heavily Italian Polish community.
When I say I got raised in the black church, he knows I'm not kidding.
The Persian culture is amazing. As a student of the Persian culture,
I probably went to shul more than many of you.
I come out of the black community. The background of my family is Irish American, not fundamentally unlike the Palestinian people.
I you might say raised in the synagogues in my state.
Everybody in town was either Polish or Italian. I grew up feeling self-conscious. My name didn't end in an SKI.
I was raised in a neighborhood where I felt self-conscious. My name didn't end in O.
That's kind of how I was raised, like so many Americans of Irish heritage.
Just like rabbis, synagogues, and Jewish community centers in your hometown, and that's the tradition I got.
Very, very strange indeed. Maybe we can get our story together. Yeah, maybe we can do that.
See this man right here? They're trying to silence him, but he's still speaking the truth.
This is an explosive area of conversation, and that puts my life in danger.
Whoa.
I didn't expect that.
There is a really wonderful, safe, and legal mushroom to use that leads to neurogenesis, and that's called lion's mane. The drug companies have no interest in this, but this is probably the number one thing that people can do, in my mind, to not only preserve cognitive function, but to expand it.
So this crazy-looking mushroom that looks like a brain grows brain cells and creates new neural networks that expand cognitive abilities. If you have brain fog or have trouble remembering things, this can be a game changer. It's been proven in hundreds of lab studies to enhance focus and attention. It also helps with depression, anxiety, inflammation, and helps you sleep better. Did I mention it literally grows brain cells? But the craziest benefit is when you take this consistently, you can start unlocking suppressed memories that you forgot that you had. So if lion's mane has all these amazing benefits, why haven't you heard more about it from doctors? When big pharmacies can't patent something and turn it into medication where they can overcharge it by 3,000%, they don't want you to know about it. So if you want to experience these benefits for yourself, this is the highest potency pure organic lion's mane powder with 300 servings. That's a full year supply, and it's only $30 on the TikTok shop. And most people are getting crazy discounts. Some people are even getting it for $10. If you want to see if you have a crazy discount too, you can click the orange link below.
Bloody hell.
To show you, it's going to freak you out. Has anyone heard of Masaru Emoto? What he would do is he would get a bottle of water, and then he would sticky tape a word to it. And he would pour that bottle of water into about 50 different Petri dishes. And he'd roll it into a giant freezer, and then as the ice thawed, it creates crystalline formations. So this is the most spectacular of all the crystals. It's the combination of love and gratitude. You fool, Japanese and English. Wisdom. I love this one.
See, that is the whole key that I've said for many, many years. In all things, give thanks. So true. So damn true.
Let's do it. It presupposes collaboration. Let us do it together versus do it, which presupposes command and control. What you're going to understand is that your words actually impact matter. Your words matter. Now, you can actually conduct your own experiment at home. It's called the rice experiment. And do this with your kids. Boil white rice. Get two jars of white rice. On one jar, label it love. On the other jar, hate. And every morning, get the kids to come down and say three beautiful words to the love jar. I love you. You're beautiful. Thank you. And then get them to say three negative words to the hate jar. I hate you. You're ugly.
Welcome to the room.
And then at the end of a period of time, for some people it happens in days, weeks, months, something magical will happen. The love jar will stay white. The hate jar will start to go dark and moldy. And it's an incredibly powerful lesson that you can teach children.
Welcome to the broadcast, Emmanuel. Yeah, good to see you. Shalom.
Well, outrage in Queensland tonight after a local woman rocked up to her bank to withdraw cash, only to be told they didn't have any. Taryn Compton wanted to grab some notes to pay a tradie, but when she got to the ANZ ATM, she realised she'd forgotten her FPOS card. When she asked the teller for the money instead, she was told the bank doesn't carry cash.
And Taryn Compton's here to tell us all about our terrible banking experience. Taryn, what did you
It sort of reminds you of the song, Poor Old Bank Just Ain't What She Used To Be, Ain't What She Used To Be, Ain't What She Used To Be, the poor old bank just ain't what she used to be.
Think when you walk into a bank, only to be told they don't have cash.
I thought it was absolutely crazy. I thought she must have misheard what I wanted, if I'm honest. How can you go to a bank and not be able to get your own money out?
Taryn, that's what I'm confused about. So what's in the bank if there's no cash? Isn't there, if you open up the safe, what's in there? How did they explain it to you?
They just said, I'm so sorry, we can't help you. There's nothing we can do. We don't have cash here.
So did you think...
I wonder if you can go in there and ask for gold or silver, a tangible asset. Now, there's a complicated issue. I want my tangible assets.
Maybe that was a temporary situation, that maybe they were going to get some cash tomorrow.
No, she actually said, we don't carry cash anymore. We can't help you. She did say, if you're desperate for it today, you can transfer it to another bank and try and get it out there.
Okay, KG, good to see you, mate.
Was she in on how absurd this was? Like, did she get it was like you were walking into KFC and they said, sorry, we don't do chicken?
No.
We don't do cash no more, guys. What's going on here?
248-page patent for the Moderna technology that was administered to people in the COVID shots was filed in 2020. The patent lists several embodiments or variations of this technology. And while we don't know who got what embodiment, we know that several different batch numbers were deployed, and some were far more deadlier than others. According to the Moderna patent, this technology contains self-assembled nanoparticles, and in certain variations, these nanoparticles can be used for the controlled release of compounds once they are in the human body. These lipid nanoparticles are encapsulated into a polymer hydrogel, a controlled release coating that includes polyvinyls. This has been verified by Anna Mielchia and Clifford Carnicom's research. In a 2013 TEDMED talk, Dr. Ido Bachelet says that these nanorobots have already been successfully developed in Israel, and that they can be injected into the human body with a basic syringe. He shows an image of what they look like, and they appear to be the same structures that the Fifth Column found in their research and claimed was powered by 5G, which was confirmed by Dr. Bachelet.
My team developed nanorobots that carry antenna. These antenna are made from metal nanoparticles. Now, the antenna enabled the nanobots to respond to externally applied electromagnetic fields. So these these versions of nanobots...
I'm thinking while I listen to this, actually, is that these bastard dogs, which I've heard that they're doing, is pumping their shit into the meat, all right? Even vegetables, man. Think about it. They want us all like one big grid, man, like a big electrical board, I guess you could call it, like big circuitry. Wow. Wow. Purely sinister to every core of your body when you think about it, but absolute control. Far out, man. Talk about it. Yeah, we'll play a little bit more of it. It's starting to get a little bit repulsive.
Actually be activated with the press of a button on the joystick.
In the following video, it is being discussed by developers in 2015.
The nanorobot we designed and fabricated is a machine that can be programmed to autonomously recognize target cells and deliver payloads to those cells.
The basic idea is to make a cage or a basket that protects a fragile or toxic or precious payload and only releases it when it's at the right moment.
The nanorobot that we designed actually looks like an open-ended barrel or a clamshell that has two halves. So the two halves of this open-ended barrel or clamshell are linked together by flexible DNA hinges, and the entire structure is held shut by latches or locks that are actually DNA double helices. The way it works is that in the absence of the key, which is a molecular protein,
I don't want to listen.
He is the fastest swordsman in the world, also the Guinness World Record holder. He can turn ordinary pens into dangerous hidden weapons. Even the police, after watching his videos, urged him to register quickly. He is one of the last few inheritors of the art of Mo Ying, known as Mo Ying Xing Luo. In the heart without women, the sword naturally becomes divine. His sword can complete a lightning fast, slash in just fractions of a second. Before you blink, he has already sliced the apple in front of him in half. What's terrifying is his ability to swiftly, accurately, and flawlessly return the sword to its scabbard. Not only is his swordsmanship outstanding, but his agility is also remarkable. He moves with such ease, capable of executing a 270-degree drift while running at high speed. His vision is astonishing, too. He can deflect swiftly shot arrows with a single stroke of his blade. Moreover, he is an all-around talent. I believe even if the national team were to challenge him in table tennis, they might not necessarily prevail.
I'm going to send this, man, to some people out there. Yeah, we just need a quick break because I want to send it on Discord to the channel. Send it to outside. Oh, yeah. Is anyone ever got on there? He gets all me forward stuff. He's got no choice. Poor bugger. Hey, check this out. Had nowhere else to send it. Yeah, wow, what a trip. Let's get back to this. Yeah, he's the full-blown ninja, man. It's freaking incredible.
You only make money off of sick people, not healthy people.
If you're on out, yeah, go to Outsides thing and have a look. Yeah, man, one freaking trippy dude. There's no doubt about it.
Or the serpent, see the monk.
What's going on here? Yeah, we got a few, I seen a movie recently. Hey, welcome, PB. Yeah, welcome, mate. Dunkirk, from 2017. I don't know. I wasn't overly freaking excited about it, that's for sure. It's a little bit hard to follow, you know. I don't know, there was no real sort of something that was missing. I don't know how you put it. I don't know, there was just something damn well missing on the movie, you know. But here's a bit of a trailer from it anyway, for those interested in checking it out. It was made in 2017, yeah.
What has happened is a colossal military disaster. We shall go on to the end. We shall never surrender.
Out. We have to go to Dunkirk. Ready on the stern line.
What are you doing? You know where we're going.
Into war, George.
I'll be useful, sir.
One of ours.
He's on me. I'm on him.
From what I can understand from the movie, it was the British going into Dunkirk with different fleets of boats and stuff to bring the people out, about 300,000, I think, or something. Yeah, so that was pretty much the basis of the story. It was, don't know, I think it could have been done a lot better, sadly, but the graphics and the acting in it is just, yeah, nearly second to none for sure. But, yeah.
About to leave.
The theatrics and everything.
They need to send more ships. Every hour the enemy pushes closer. They've activated the civilian boats.
Civilians? We need destroyers.
Where are we going?
Dunkirk.
I'm not going back.
If we go there, we'll die.
You're weekend sailors, not the bloody Navy.
You should be at home.
There's no hiding from this, son. We have a job to do.
Turn it around!
What the British apparently done in Dunkirk is they sent out heaps of warships, you know. Civilian ships. To go and rescue, because Churchill wanted to bring back, it was under 100,000, but he wanted to bring back people from that area as well. And things were going a little bit south, I think. And there was a lot of dudes, so people started going in their yachts and stuff to get the soldiers and bring them back home. Yeah. Kind of interesting thing of history. I don't know much about the area myself, but there might be some truth nuggets in it. But I would not watch it again. But for theatrics though, they've done a great job. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they did.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing ground. We shall never surrender.
We shall never surrender. We shall never surrender.
Where's the bloody Air Force?
Tanks have stopped.
Why?
Why waste precious tanks when they can pick us off from the air like fish in a barrel? There are 400,000 men on this beach.
That is that. Next to my little list, what have we got here? Oh, yeah.
So grounding is an interesting word. It's, you know, when we think of a person isn't grounded, they're kind of off there floating away. They're not really present. But it also, in energy medicine, it has a very specific meaning. And what grounding means in energy medicine is that the energies of your body are interacting with the energies of the earth in the way that you're built for them to interact, because there is a very clear, definite polarity that happens in your body, that happens in the earth, and that's one of the next things that Donna's going to be talking about, is those polarities.
Yes, I'm going to use myself as an example because it just happened in the last class. I was wearing some shoes I've never worn for any longer than an hour max. You know, I'd always take them off and I didn't think about it. You know, you just take some shoes off, you don't want to wear them. Well, I had them on and those shoes weren't feeling good. And I noticed two things. I knew in that last hour that I wasn't very grounded, and I hurt all the way around my belt flow, which is something I will be sharing with you later. But the belt flow is an energy that you get disconnected from the top of your body to the bottom of your body. And my feet hurt. And this is really wonderful to share. Where's my little red bag? I need that red bag. I'd like to show this on, well, I'll say it to myself. No, I'll show it first. I'll show it. Would somebody come up here who thinks that maybe they're not grounded? Or shall I pull you up and come on? Okay, I want you to take your shoes off. Good shoes. Okay, I want you to just sit there. And now, the bottom of your feet, if it would sit on the top of my hand, that's a polarity that is supposed to happen that way. Because one is, your foot is reaching south and this is reaching north. So if you, let's see, I'm going to see if you're strong. Now I'm going to put that down. Now I'm going to touch your foot. How about this one? Okay, now here's the magic. A spoon is so wonderful. A stainless steel spoon is the spoon you want to use. But
here's something you didn't know that may come in handy one day. Let's say you're walking barefoot and you get this wooden splinter, this wood sliver that's hard to get out underneath that foot. You're taking your little tweezers and you can't get it out. Well, here's a little trick for you. Get an orange. You're going to take the inside of the orange peel, the white side down like this, and you're going to put it over that area about 30 minutes. You can tape it over however you like. The enzymes in that white part of the orange, inside that peel, will seep into your skin and encourage that splinter to move towards the surface for easy plucking. Try it. If it ever happens to you, you'll be shocked. Share it with a friend. Make it a great day.
In there, they're talking about this was just released, talking about setting up this program Kona Blue.
I didn't get it.
I, this is like a UAP
safety program.
Yeah, the medical division will have a small team of medical analysts under the direction of the chief physician and deputy administrator. They will organize data into a threat analysis based on medical findings, including but not limited to A.
Yeah, and they're beautiful people. I love Croatia. So, yeah, it's good to be here and part of it. But, I mean, that's the situation we're in, Don. There's no way of sugarcoating any of this. And, you know, trying to get analytical about it and rah, 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 rah. I'm just kind of looking at things from what I see and how I see them and the opportunities that this can provide. And that's what I share. So,
yeah.
So let's shed a little bit more light on the hierarchy of this dark forces.
You ever
forces.
Wonder if stuff like this is just
so? I like Cliff Hyde.
I mean,
he says it's Khazarian mafia. It's Elohim worship cult. There are
I'm
so
sure
many players.
But
I always assume that a lot of this stuff is nonsense.
Yeah, here's what we know is that U.S. servicemen have died as a result of contact with or being in the proximity of these vehicles. And we know that because there are a lot of suits working their way through the VA system.
Yeah.
Where families, you know, can't get compensated for the deaths or injuries to loved ones.
Because it's all under wraps, top secret.
Well, that's just a fact, okay, that is happening. So if there's, I guess, you know, when there are measurable physical effects of a phenomenon, we can say conclusively the phenomenon is real.
Right.
And so, yeah.
But
I mean,
isn't
it is real. I mean, I guess we're sort of past the point of like, is it real? Yeah, it's real.
It's real in that there's these things that are moving in very bizarre ways, and they have these propulsion systems that violate what we know about propulsion systems. Retrieving data across dimensional space-time, develop remote viewing comms and countermeasures, determine baseline for physical transport across dimensional space-time barrier, rapid response medical teams for UFO interaction events. So how did they do this accidentally? Study conscious interactions with and control of technology.
So I got this from someone in the U.S. government who's look, let me just start by saying I don't know anything, but he sent me this. The above is 100% legit. I was read into this program, but told never to tell anyone. It's now been released. As you can see, it began as a result of my old program, AATIP. I signed a document saying I would never talk about Kona Blue and similar efforts. I can't believe the AARO would have released it. Look, I you know.
Yeah.
You're right. Is that the way it's going to work, is it? We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Players in this pyramid, but who's on top of it? Is it some extraterrestrial beings like, you know, Anunnakis, you know, Nagas? How would you describe this pyramid of power, of dark power?
Well, it's interesting that all
who's on top of it? I want to know who's really on top of it.
Well, it's interesting that people look at all the stories of the Nagas and the Nephilim and all this sort of stuff and reptiles and everything like that. Yeah, the fact of the matter is, I mean, as I've often said, you tell me who you want it to be, who you want to believe it is. And give me 2 days, and I'll construct a presentation to prove to you that you're correct. It doesn't matter who you choose. You can choose aliens, you can choose reptiles, you can choose Nagas, you can choose Nephilim, you can choose the Jesuits, the Jews, the Freemasons,
the Pope, the Vatican.
Anyone you want. You choose anyone you want. Give me 2 days, I'll put together a presentation to show you that you're correct, which doesn't mean you are. It means that all of that information has been put out there to muddy the waters. When people ask you what the real truth is, I say the real truth is that no one knows what the truth is, and that's the truth. But no one will admit that. They've got that little niche they want to go in. I mean, I can prove it's anybody you want. There are a certain group of people who are a very controversial group of people who like to wear small hats.
Yeah, you can live say it's a rumble.
Yeah, who live in a little country in the Middle East that's supposed to be called Palestine, but is now called something else. And these people are heavily involved in what's going on. I mean, almost every war for the last 2,000 years, these people have started.
Just a little digression. When you say these people, do you mean like the general populace, or like as Cliff High wants to say, Khazarian mafia? Some of those people, or like all of those people?
Well, it's a gray area. I mean, I know Jewish people who totally don't support what Israel's doing, but then they still identify as Jewish people. So, I went through this in the talk last night. I mean, even understanding what Israel is and understanding what a Gentile is and what a Jew is and whether these people have got any connection to that land that they're claiming. I mean, they don't. No one knows what Israel actually is. You know, Israel is a mindset. It isn't a state. It isn't a place. It's a mindset. It comes back to the spiritual battle. Sure. You know, even looking at all this, we're focused so much on what they want to do to the physicality and burn and crash and kill and destroy and destroy, ruin everything and destroy all the old temples and old monuments and all sorts of stuff like that. You know, it's a spiritual thing. You know, they're too focused on that. They're totally locked into the 3D, thinking that if they destroy the 3D and destroy this other presence of non-Jewish presence in this 3D world, they will get to ascend to this nirvana type heaven place. You know, not realizing we can do it ourselves. We're all connected to that already. You know, and that's what they want to get rid of, because they've got this whole 3D concept of reality. You know, there's so much beyond that they can't see. And they keep us focused on that as well. It's why they want us to hate them, why they wanted us to be in fear and terror and focus just on all the 3D shit around us rather than really what's going on inside here. Because really, it's all a projection. Yes. You know, it's all a projection. I mean, if you really want to get into it.
We are living in a matrix.
Yeah, we're living in a matrix. Yeah. It's all a projection. And the earth will be whatever the collective consciousness believes it is. That's why it's pointless arguing whether it's a globe or whether it's flat or anything like that.
Yes.
If 95% of the people think it's flat, then it'll be flat. If they think it's a globe, then it'll be globe. And it doesn't matter either way. I mean, what if it's flat? What are you doing? You're leaving?
You're leaving?
Are you leaving now? You're going
I'm leaving now.
Yeah, I figured out what shape the earth is. I'm off now.
Yeah,
sure you are. You know? None of it affects your path through this realm, because your path through this realm is about growing your soul. And it's about figuring out the choice between good and evil. That's what it's about. It's so freaking simple that people can't see the forest for the trees. Same as the way to heal all this is just step into your moral compass. You know, imagine if you were the best version of yourself you could possibly be. And I often encourage people, ask the question, are you the type of friend that you would want to have as a friend? And could you really depend on yourself the way a true friend could depend on a true friend?
Can't do it.
You know, and we all know that in ourselves. Well, if you can be that person and put that out in your community and just shine that light of beauty and love and integrity, which is the highest vibration you can be at, integrity. Not even love. It's beyond love. It's integrity, full-blown integrity, being the best version of yourself you can. We do this in our community. I was saying the other night, it's like my helium.
Bloody hell, things are getting out of control, guys.
There is a location in the Western Sahara Desert of Mauritania called the Rishat Structure. It's also commonly referred to as the Eye of the Sahara. And what's so spectacular about this is that it just so happens to match what Plato had described the lost ancient city of Atlantis. Plato has described Atlantis as made up of concentric circles.
Hey, how you going?
Three of water, two of land, which matches the Riche structure. It also was said to have an opening to the sea at the south, and if you look at it from satellite imagery, you can clearly see that water had run through it. And what people don't realize is that Sahara, Africa, up until about 4,500 to 5,000 years ago, was totally green. It was.
I'm revealing some esoteric wisdom, if you know what I mean.
Tropical. It had one of the largest networks of rivers ever known to exist. It was said to have mountains to the north. And you just so happen to have called the Atlas Mountain Chain. But it goes further than that. It turns out that the Sahara Desert is one of the least studied places on Earth. There's so much that points to that possibly being Atlantis. What do you think? Follow us to find out.
Through the Pillars of Hercules, guys. Things might be getting a little bit funky, if you know what I mean.
Antarctica is hiding a huge city underneath more than a mile of ice, according to incredible claims. They talk about the Piri Reis map, and they say, look, it's got the
subglacial 1500s Piri Reis map and beyond, guys. Enjoy. check this shit out. It will blow your mind.
Facial topography of Antarctica before they were supposed to know what it was.
Under the ice, about 2 miles under the ice, there's a huge industrial complex. Buildings all over the place that looked very industrial. Smoke coming out of them, steam coming out of them. Very human looking. And there were giant submarines under the ice that had popped up that were the size of, I guess, the giant ships that carried the big shipping containers. It was huge. And I saw these submarines being unloaded with giant cranes that were reaching in the top that rolled back and pulling out these giant containers.
You got these triangular craft down there, all kinds of...
Sorry, guys, I got a message from my producer that I can't share much, anything more of this. Yeah, apparently it's been banned. So we'll move along.
Well, China has written off a number of Zimbabwe's interest-free loans in honour of that country's 44th anniversary of independence. Beijing also promised to help the Southern African government to find a way out of its crippling debt crisis.
China attaches great importance to resolving Zimbabwe's debt issues. China would like to enhance communication with the Zimbabwe government to work out proper statements through friendly consultation. As a concrete measure, China has cancelled Zimbabwe's interest-free loans, which mature by the end of 2015.
Zimbabwe recently grappled to reach an agreement with creditors to restructure its unsustainable debt. As of last year, Zimbabwe's publicly guaranteed debt stood at over $17 billion, of which nearly 13 was external. Well, most of that debt is attributed to loans from China, as the African country remains ineligible for financial support from global institutions like the World Bank and IMF due to its past defaults on repayments. Meanwhile, some Western critics have accused China of using loans for political leverage in Africa. But Zimbabwean political analyst Kutsai Mutisi says it's actually Western money that's dragging the country down.
And he said that we have a new enemy that can fly from pole to pole with extreme speed. And there's an entire advanced civilization there, including some of the largest pyramids on Earth, right in Antarctica. And he says they come and go as they please because nobody can stop them.
Bloody
there's
hell.
An opening next to these research this facilities, bad, a 30-meter wide opening. And when you look at it, like, what's in there?
Let's go down this rabbit hole, guys. Let's go and grab yourself a beverage and sit back and check this crazy stuff out. We're going to go for about 10 minutes. Antarctica, land of dark secrets. You know what I mean? I'm going to check this shit out.
There is a situation that began to happen during World War II where they discovered that the Nazis had went down to Antarctica and built a base down there, New Swabenland. They were like, wait a minute, why in the world would they go to this desolate place? What's down there that they would want to go through the harsh weather and risk everything, risk even their lives to be down there and build a base? So he decided to fly down there. Now, there's an incredible story that was in Admiral Byrd's diary that was found by his kids, where he said he flew into an area in Antarctica, and he went into an area where it was lush and tropical almost. And as he got into this area, this is according to his own diary, something took over his plane, and these two UFO-type craft, circular craft, flying saucers, came, and it took over his craft, and it guided him in to this area where they landed. And then they took him to meet somebody that he calls in his diary, the Master.
I think someone might be on a little bit of magic mushroom, you know what I mean?
Cancer warning for you and your children. Hard to believe this, but it's true. Band-Aids have forever chemicals. Why is that important for you and your kids? Because billions of dollars are being awarded for these chemicals driving cancer. They looked at 26 out of 40 different Band-Aids, and yes, they had a chemical called fluorine, which is an indicator of something called PFAs, which are forever chemicals. Look, the problem is this. We're putting these chemicals right on open wounds. It's going right into the bloodstream. And look, if you haven't seen the movie Dark Waters, this is all about the cover-up of forever chemicals. Yes, thyroid problems, metabolic problems like diabetes, and of course, cancer. And the awards keep coming out, billions of dollars. And yet we are still being exposed to it in products like this directly into our bloodstream. Find the brands that do not. Band-Aid brands, unfortunately, has the forever chemicals. Find the brands that do not.
You're right. A little bit of warning there, guys. It's a bit scary. In recent decades,
genetic engineering has rapidly advanced, revolutionizing the understanding of biology and offering unprecedented opportunities for medical breakthroughs, agricultural improvements, and environmental solutions. However, while the potential benefits of genetic engineering in the eyes of secular science are immense, there are growing concerns surrounding its implications. Should man play God, what consequences shall the world reap for sowing these altered seeds? And when shall the line be drawn? In this video, I am to discuss genetic engineering with the goal to entice people to read the works within the Bible so that they may follow more closely the Word of God. If you enjoyed the contents of this video, please remember to like, and if...
No, I'm not mocking that. Thank heaven.
In 2021, the commander of Israeli intelligence published a book on designing a special machine that would resolve what he described as a human bottleneck for locating and approving targets in war.
Oh,
a recent investigation by Plus 972 magazine and Local Call reveals that the Israeli army has developed an artificial intelligence-based program known as Lavender, which does exactly that. According to six Israeli intelligence officers with first-hand experience, the Lavender AI machine determined who to kill and was obeyed with military discipline. During the first weeks of the war, the Lavender system designated about 37,000...
Surely you got something nice.
Jack shit. We find ourselves at a loss when someone says, you don't know jack shit. Well, thanks to my genealogy efforts, you can now respond in an intellectual way. Jack Shit is the only son of Aw Shit. Aw Shit, the fertilizer magnate, married Oh Shit, the owner of Knee Deep in Shit. They had one son, Jack. In turn, Jack Shit married No Shit. The deeply religious couple produced six children. Holy Shit, Giva Shit, Full of Shit, Bullshit, and the twins, Deep Shit and Dip Shit. Against her parents' objections, Deep Shit married Dumb Shit, a high school dropout. After being married 15 years, Jack and No Shit divorced. No Shit later married Ted Sherlock. She wanted to keep her previous name. She was then known as No Shit Sherlock. Meanwhile, Dip Shit married Loda Shit, and they produced a son with a rather nervous disposition named Chicken Shit. Bullshit, the prodigal son, left home to tour the world. He recently returned from Italy with his new Italian bride, Pisa Shit. Now, when someone says, you don't know Jack Shit, you can correct them.
That's how we work it out here, guys. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Everything's explained.
Conditionality system, rule of law and conditionality system, which proved to be finally.
Shut up, you freak.
Joe, what do you think of my thesis that actually the world will be at war by the weekend? How are you feeling about that?
Well, the world's at war already. World War III began. It was a cover of our Trends Journal magazine on February 22nd, 2022, from COVID war to Ukraine war to world war. And it's only escalating now with the Israel war. And I was listening to you before we went on the air, and you nailed it perfectly. And I, by the way, I also want to congratulate you. All that you do as a real man standing up and fighting and being in the British Parliament now and speaking the truth.
Thank you.
I was the chief government affairs specialist for the chemical industry, number two guy running a major trade association. Back then, you know, all I wanted to do was make money and have a good time. I was killing environmental legislation at the height of the environmental movement. And I'm living between D.C. and Chicago. And the Iranian conflict starts heating up. And Jimmy Carter, the little peanut farmer with a pair of cojones about the size of a peanut, he goes over there to visit the Shah on New Year's Eve with the Shah and his wife. I write about this in detail. He came back and he said that the Shah is the island of stability in the Middle East. In the Bronx, we used to say bullshit has its own sound.
I'm seeing millions of people taking to the streets. The average person, like the little dopes you speak to in Parliament, these little boys and gutless girls, they had no idea of the United States and, as you were talking about, the UK overthrow of the democratically elected government of Mossadegh in 1953, because that lousy Iranian president had the nerve to say, no, no, this oil doesn't belong to Anglo-Iranian oil or Standard Oil, or better known today as BP and, it's ExxonMobil back then, Standard Oil today. It belongs to the Iranian people. No, it doesn't. And all the data came out. It only took until 2017 for the crap that spewed out of that little Churchill's mouth, the MI6, him, and the CIA, that was also headed by Kermit Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt's grandson, to overthrow Mossadegh. So when the people are taking to the streets, I said, no, this thing is for real. And that's how I became a trend forecaster. I became a political atheist, and I stopped believing the BS from the mainstream media, and I started investing in gold and oil. That's what...
Future certainly looks bright, but it isn't without its darker sides. According to some predictions, obesity will likely run rampant, and political corruption will become so commonplace as to be accepted. People with nothing entertaining or informative to say will broadcast their demands for attention, and once beloved performers will become pushers of snake oil. Perhaps worst of all will be the emergence of a deadly and potentially devastating disease. Think of the last time that you contracted influenza. You were likely bedridden for days, having no appetite or desire to play games. Experts predict that by the year 2020, a new virus will rise, spreading from somewhere in Asia to the rest of the world. And with international travel being available to even the most common citizen, a sickness which would have been contained in years past will quickly spread to all corners of the globe.
Mm-hmm.
Thank the Lord Jesus for what took place in the last couple of days. I'm doing fine, recovering very quickly. We thank the Lord Jesus, so there is no need to be worried or concerned. And a piece of advice to our beloved faithfuls. I need you to act Christ-like. The Lord Jesus never taught us to fight. The Lord Jesus never taught us to retaliate. The Lord Jesus never said to us, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. The Lord Jesus said, never return evil with evil, but return evil with good. For this is our master, our teacher, our leader, and our good shepherd who leads us to green pastures and still waters. So my beloveds, I want you to always be calm. We need to be always law-abiding citizen as well. We need to cooperate with the police directives, whether it be at a state level or a federal level. We pray for our country, our beloved country, Australia, and our beautiful city of Sydney. And we pray that the Lord Jesus always protects this country and the people of this country. And we should never forget that we are very blessed to be Aussies. But above all, we are Christians, and we need to act like it. Love never fails. 1 Corinthians 13:8. Love never fails. Whatever has happened to me personally, I thank the Lord Jesus. It's a huge blessing for me. I forgive whoever has done this act. And I say to him, you're my son. I love you. And whoever sent you to do this, I forgive them as well. In Jesus' mighty name.
of your love. I'm with you, my love. The light shining through upon you. Yes, I'm with my love. It's the morning, just